Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tomorrow, the Redskins will play their final preseason game. Today, we got a lot to break down on both the Redskins, the Nationals, and even the NFL fronts. Welcome in Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 11 a.m. this morning, 1 hour away, Jerry Brewer of the Washington Post. One of his colleagues wrote a story about the lack of a home field advantage for the Redskins. We will discuss why it is that the Skins have such a poor home field advantage. 1 o'clock today, a few hours out, fantasy football, hot and heavy right now. We got a draft tonight for our 106.7 The Fan Station League. Mario Puig will join us from Roto World. We'll talk to him about fantasy football, get his take on who we should take in the early rounds of our draft tonight.
I got seven more, two tonight, one at seven, our league, and then a league with a bunch of buddies at eight. I'm solo dad tonight. It's going to be rough. I'm gonna count on my 3.5-year-old to do a lot of man work around the house to get himself ready for bedtime. But I'm going to be drafting hot and heavy, as you said.
The Redskins are counting on Nate Sudfeld to do some man work, as they will give him the entire four quarters, the entire game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. By the way, this is exactly what happened last year in Tampa Bay as well.
You're right. Guys didn't make the trip last year because it was such a weird shebangus.
Correct. They're going to make the trip this year, but that won't matter because they're not going to play. So it'll be Sudfeld for four quarters the entire game playing against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Last year, it was a foregone conclusion, it looked like, that he was going to make the roster. He had just been drafted in the sixth round. He had the backing of general manager Scott McLuhan on and off the record saying, this is a guy who can play in the NFL. Scott McLuhan, one of his most ardent supporters, is gone. The Redskins have a deeper roster, deeper defensive line and secondary positions than they had last year, more inside linebackers, a lot of wide receivers on the back of their roster, like Maurice Harris they'd like to keep around. So the question becomes, do you have the luxury of keeping a third quarterback? Here was Jay Gruden talking about Sudfeld and the fact, as he answered a question, that he will go the distance.
Are you going to have Nate play four quarters in Tampa?
Is that's the intent, yes.
Okay. What about his progress? Is he a guy who needs to have a good showing to make the roster? How would you assess his overall progress in the last, I guess, year since he's played a game?
Yeah, the thing about Nate is Colt and Kirk are very selfish when it comes to reps, so he doesn't get a lot. So this is a great opportunity for him to show what he can do. You know, he's had a few sprinkled in here. He played, I think, half against Baltimore week one. Sparingly, he didn't play last week, and he played sparingly week two. So, you know, we'll see how he does. You know, and all those roster decisions, they're going to come up, you know, come Friday morning when we get back.
The other thing about Nate, and I use that turn of a phrase because that's what Jay Gruden said. The thing about Nate is, about Colt and Kirk. Well, the other thing about Nate is that he's never really had a performance where you said, this is the guy you got to keep. I was adamantly against keeping him on the roster last year because I felt like you keep an extra football player, it makes your team better, he's not going to play. And sure enough, for 16 games, he was not activated. But last year in the preseason, he actually had a decent performance where he was 10 of 15 for a touchdown against Atlanta. Week 2 of the preseason against the Jets, he was just okay. Week 4 of the preseason against the Bucks, he was not good at all. This year, it's even more obvious to me, Danny, that he should not be kept. Not only does he not look like a different guy or an improved guy, 5 of 12 passing against the Ravens, 6 of 11 passing against the Packers, didn't play against the Bengals, but because you're going to have to cut, say, defensive lineman Anthony Lanier or Joey Embu, a nose tackle with Phil Taylor out for the year, because you're going to have to cut Joshua Holsey, a 7th-round pick out of a college where he played well in a power conference, and who's proven already in the preseason, this guy's got NFL ball skills. Right. He can do it at cornerback. Because you're going to have to cut, say, maybe a Maurice Harris, someone who matters like a Jeremy Sprinkle or a Derek Carrier. This is a no-brainer to me. It was a no-brainer last year, and for some reason they kept him around. I think McLuhan had a lot to do with that. He's gone. I know Sean McVay wasn't that high on Nate Sudfeld. I assume Jay Gruden isn't because he knows quarterbacks, but I really don't know how he feels on the subject. This is a guy that is expendable to me. There are dozens of Nate Sudfelds available to put on your practice squad. By the way, he could get onto your practice squad because no one's going to put him on their 53-man roster. And there are dozens of, forget Nate Sudfeld, guys who have played in the league before that you could sign in week 11 to start the last five games of a disastrous season, which is what it was if the 23-year-old from Indiana is getting tapped into anyway.
And that's the key to the whole thing is, now, there are rules where your active 45-man roster on the game day, your third quarterback doesn't count against that 45 as long as he's inactive, and it's one of those weird little quirky things. So that in that way, it's kind of an advantage to have a third quarterback if it makes sense. I'm with you, though. It does not make sense. And it's one of these things that if you keep Nate Sudfeld on the roster, it's that you're trying to prove something. You're trying to prove how smart you are. It's Ryan Grant 2.0. It's the ability to show that I can take a jag, a nothing, a zilch, a guy that nobody thought was any good, and make him into something. I need that ego out of the room. I need that gone. I have NFL football players to worry about. Look at the Miami Dolphins as case in point. Now, timing is different here, but bear with me. What happens when a starter goes down, a quarterback is done for the Miami Dolphins? They don't just go, okay, next man up, like it's a linebacker, like it's an offensive guard, like it's a cornerback, a linebacker, etc. They went out and got a guy in the broadcast booth with a terrible attitude that's just been okay at best over the course of the last several years in Jay Cutler. It wasn't just Matt Moore's turn to go. It was, we're going to go somewhere else. If, for some reason, Kirk Cousins and Colt McCoy go down, you think they're just going to turn the keys over to Nate Sudfeld? They'll go get some veteran off the street to play instead.
Or maybe they would turn it over to Nate Sudfeld because by that point in a lost season, they're terrible anyway. But who cares at that point?
That's where I'm going with it.
If Nate Sudfeld stinks for 4 weeks, or if you sign Vinny Testaverde at 54 years old to stink for 4 weeks, what is the difference? It doesn't matter.
If Kirk Cousins goes out for a couple weeks, you can have the ship continue to sail, a little bit rickety, but it'll continue to sail with Colt McCoy in short samples. If Kirk Cousins, God forbid, is done for the season, and you've got to play Colt McCoy an extended period of time, it's over anyway. And if Colt McCoy goes down, there's no point to the exercise. Show up on Sunday, take a knee, make sure everyone's healthy for the following season.
Yeah, at that point, your goal should be what the New York Jets' goal is, which is to get the best draft pick possible, by the way. Nate Sudfeld has done nothing to prove that he is a viable starting NFL quarterback. And when we have conversations like this, what I consider to be tough love, it's not easy, and I don't like doing this. This is my least favorite part of the job. But this is just real. I like Nate Sudfeld personally. I've had a couple conversations with him. He's a really nice dude. I've talked to Kirk Cousins about him. I've talked to other players on the team about him. They all love him. He's everybody's favorite guy.
Well, let me say this. I don't think it's about Nate Sudfeld specifically.
Right.
This is not anti-Nate Sudfeld. This is pro. Hey, Josh Holsey has played really well in the preseason. I'd like him around.
This is what happens in winning organizations.
Fish Smithson should make the roster as a special teamer over a third quarterback that will never play.
Yeah, there are probably 20 guys who are going to get cut that I would keep on the team before Nate Sudfeld. I mean, to me, that's how unfathomable it is that they kept him last year, and it's how preposterous it would be if they kept him this year. Now, I know that he was a sixth-round pick. It doesn't matter. Those picks, when you take a project quarterback behind a guy coming off of a fringe Pro Bowl season, are just kind of throwaway selections where you say, maybe we strike gold here. But by now, you should have seen something. Here's what Nate Sudfeld is: a massive arm and not a whole lot else. To me, that is what I see when I watch Nate Sudfeld. A guy that's got a rocket for an arm, but doesn't have the rest of what is necessary. And the only way you could and should keep him, the only way you could decide he's got to be on the 53-man roster, you ask yourself, what is the upside here? If you genuinely believe that next year he could be a play away from starting behind Colt McCoy and be your backup that you would trust to start 11 games, or if you think that he could be your future starter in the next couple of seasons, there is no reason to believe that. Not only has he not played in games that matter, but he has not played well in the games that he's played in. And you can say, well, he's playing with third stringers, he's playing with backups. So is Colt McCoy, for the most part. He looks like an NFL quarterback when he gets into the game. And Nate Sudfeld's playing against guys who aren't going to be on rosters. And he's going 5 of 12 for 68 yards, inaccurate, not getting the ball out, not having any rhythm or timing to the offense. For me, the preseason either looks like what it's supposed to or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And when Nate Sudfeld's on the field, I don't see an NFL starting quarterback. There is no reason. Now, if you had a terrible organization where you weren't cutting anyone that mattered, like let's say the Redskins had 52 guys, Sudfeld was 53rd, and every D lineman they were cutting, their evaluation was, this guy's not going to cut it.
Can't play in the league.
You know, this defensive back, and there have been plenty of years, by the way, probably a couple of the years when I covered the team early on under Shanahan, where that was the case, where they would cut 40-plus players, and none of them would get jobs anywhere because those are just not NFL players. That is not the case this year. A guy like Maurice Harris gets scooped up immediately. Joshua Holsey scooped up immediately. They may have to cut Will Blackman to keep Nate Sudfeld. Think about that for a second.
Again.
I mean, these are guys like him and Lanier that have created takeaways, that have made big plays and wins in the last couple seasons. So that he can stand there and talk to Kirk Cousins after a series? No, thank you.
People will think this is hyperbole. We're making too much of a deal out of the third quarterback. This is not a who should they keep, Pat White or Rex Grossman conversation, which was nonsense and irrelevant. This is a philosophical difference between NFL coaches, general managers, and otherwise who are forward-thinking and get it versus those that don't. This is a roster spots are too precious. If this was the 80s, okay, and Joe Gibbs could do his stash players thing and have 90 guys and beat the hell out of everybody in November and December and stay strong and crisp and have hard-hitting practices throughout, okay, fine. Keep your third quarterback. Keep four. Keep five. I don't give a damn. Roster limits are so strict, NFL football players. Every time there's a Nate Sudfeld, it means when your first and second middle linebackers go down, which happens all the damn time, it's some dude off the street and it's roster finagling. That extra spot matters so much.
It really comes down to like who can play and who can't at the other positions that you're going to cut.
Of need.
Right. Anthony Lanier on the defensive line to me is a guy I could absolutely see. If they kept him as their seventh lineman, I could see him being a starter by the end of the year who helps. Joshua Holsey at cornerback. Bashaud Breeland's likely out next year. Fabian Moreau gets elevated. A guy like Holsey could be important to this team next season or could no longer be with you in 3 weeks.
There are basically 49 spots that are accounted for out of the 53. Before anybody starts making cuts, before any decisions have to get made, and then, of course, there are 50 guys basically vying for those spots, give or take, right? The most important thing here is maximizing the roster. The best way to do that is to not have a third quarterback because if the first two guys go down, the plane has already crashed into the mountain. The plane has crashed into the mountain. It's an absolute disaster. I don't care about that project.
Anything that results in a stretch of any semblance, several games, without Kirk Cousins on the field for this team is a nightmare. Whether that's McCoy, who would operate the offense better than Sudfeld just because he's been around the league and he's been here longer, or Sudfeld. 800-636-1067 is the number. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. Sudfeld's a likable guy. Everyone likes him as a person. I've never, by the way, talked to a single person with the Redskins that doesn't think very highly of him as a dude. He's become popular in that building. Should he be kept as the third quarterback at the expense of one of the good defensive players that might have to be cut? And how much will tomorrow's game matter in the evaluation? Let's get into that next.
Yeah.
What if he comes out and lights it up and really does, for the first time in two seasons, show that's an NFL quarterback? Could our opinions be swayed? Grant and Danny, your calls on Sudfeld next. Do you keep three quarterbacks? 106.7 The Fan.
What's up, guys? Danny Ruye here for my pals at Ted Britt Ford. I'm a Ted Britt man. I am a Ted Britt man through and through. I like Ted Britt Ford. Here's why. You go to Ted Britt Ford, either Fairfax or Chantilly, you get treated great. Not because you're some big radio sell. Nope, just because you're a regular guy, gal, whatever, everything in between. Go show up. You'll be treated like a wonderful person that's accomplished a lot. They value your time. They get that you're not a professional car buyer. They understand all the hassles that go with it. That's why they've removed the pain, baby. They're the best. Ted Britt for life. Here's what it means. Lifetime vehicle coverage. You get a great deal on a brand new Ford, just like mine. I got a Ford Fusion's parked downstairs right now, charging up. I get great gas mileage on that Bad Jackson. I also got a great deal. I already talked about that. Here's what you get when you get Ted Britt for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. That's powertrain coverage, all the big stuff. Bumper to bumper, that type deal. Battery replacement, little things like that. Windshield replacement. Crack your windshield, they'll fix it for you. Virginia State Inspection, they'll do that for you. I'm telling you, you got to see them because they will take care of you and they'll do it for life. Ted Britt Ford, people. Ted Britt Ford.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.